Hi, this is Susan from New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete the survey?
Survey about what?
About local issues in your area, ma'am.
Okay. Maybe someone did. All right.
Ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you have time for a survey?
A little bit of time. A little bit.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Am I speaking to Patricia?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. What is your zip code?
11553.
Thank you. Okay. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, or are you not registered?
I am registered. I had this survey before.
Okay. Do you think of your, okay, you had this survey before? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe it was a different survey, but maybe we can still continue with this one if you like. What is the year of your birth?
1944.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm black.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade, high school graduate, diploma, some college but no degree, associate degree. Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, would that be almost certain or probably?
Pardon me?
Would that be the answer, almost certain, probably, 50-50?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I'm motivated to vote.
Will that be extremely motivated, ma'am? 10?
Extreme, yes.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
That part I can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay. It's from a scale from 0 to 10. You can pick any number in between from 0 to 10.
I just don't know.
Okay. Yes, you have to give an answer so I can continue.
Well, then you can put a 3.
Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you feel strong? Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
I fully agree to vote.
Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter.
It matters a lot. Yeah.
Okay, so these are the statements I have to read to you so you can answer the question. Well, actually on the statement. Election, the first one is, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Would that matter a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter at all, or does not matter much?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. The second one is protecting gender equality. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
What was the question?
Protecting gender equality.
It matters a lot.
Okay. The third one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does
it
not matter at all?
Lot. It matters a lot, yeah.
Protecting productive rights. No, I'm sorry. The last one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Would that be matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
It matters.
Would that be matters a lot or matters somewhat?
A lot. It matters a lot. Oh.
Thank you, ma'am. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say elections for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate means to you nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Yeah, well, I already answered that. I will vote.
Okay. Does that be like nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will?
Well, I can't say it's not going to stop me because I don't know what God's going to do about my health.
Okay. I understand, ma'am. Would that be I want to vote and probably will? If it's convenient, I will vote.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Protecting gender equality. Would that be nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will.
You know what? I got to hang up now. I have to go. Okay.
Okay. We can continue another time now. Thank you.
All right. Jeez.